In Florida, officials at a local university have admitted that as many as 90 cadavers may have been embalmed at their school's funeral services program without the consent of family members of the deceased. The university says it was duped by an unscrupulous funeral transportation company. At least one bereaved family member says he's going to see both the school and his funeral home in court. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
For decades, Lynn University has operated a funeral service program at its quiet campus in Boca Raton. As part of its program, students are required to practice embalming techniques on real bodies. But in recent years, the university has had trouble finding enough cadavers to fill its needs. So in 1998, University President Donald Ross said the school turned to a Miami company called Professional Transport Systems, run by a man named Joseph Damiano.
He represented that they were legally indigent bodies, provided the proper authorities at Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's Office. The university respectfully embalmed these bodies in the belief that it had the appropriate authorization to do so. Lynn accepted approximately 90 bodies between 1998 and the end of February of 2001.
The university paid $9,600 in what it calls transportation fees to have the bodies taken to its campus. Professional Transport Systems has since been stripped of its operating license and is under state investigation. Though state law requires that funeral homes or university programs have expressed written consent from families before remains can be embalmed or even touched, the university didn't feel it had to do so. It simply took Professional Transport Systems' word that the bodies had no families associated with them, an assumption Ross now admits was incorrect.
I understand the feelings and anguish and distress that have been expressed by the families. And the Lynn University community, faculty, the staff, and the students are all victims of the actions of one firm that, unlike this university, did not act in good faith.
That apology is not enough for many of the families involved.
My wife now does not have an afterlife anymore because of what these people did to her.
North Lauderdale widower Jeffrey Post says his wife, who died in November 2000, was embalmed at Lynn University without his permission and against his Jewish beliefs that forbid embalming. He says the school's explanations that it didn't know the provenance of the bodies are unconvincing.
They're a school teaching mortuary science. That means they have to know what the laws are. They didn't abide by the laws. It's like being going to law school where they're teaching you how to steal.
On March 28th, Post filed a class action lawsuit against Lynn University and the Levitt Weinstein funeral home that handled his wife's remains. His lawyer, David Charlotte, says the university may have inappropriately used up to 600 bodies over the past 5 years without permission. Though the university today did not release the names of the bodies it embalmed, Charlotte says he's going to court tomorrow to ask a state judge to force the university to release its embalming logbooks immediately. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.